This is actually a future job dictating patient's name is James Cremont, C-R-E-M-O-N-T, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 10/26/1955. Date of service is 6/4. Mr. Cremont is a 68-year-old male who was recently admitted to the hospital after he suffered a fall, was found by his sister. He was brought to the emergency room. Patient was confused. Patient was admitted with traumatic subdural hematoma secondary to the fall. Patient has been on Plavix. Patient has history of recurrent falls, history of ETOH abuse, currently with subdural hematoma. Neurosurgery was consulted. Plavix was held. Platelets were given for Plavix reversal. Aspirin was discontinued. He was monitored closely with Q1-hour neurochecks as well as CT of the head was done times 3 with a stable acute subdural hematoma with 8 millimeter thickness with mild midline shift. MRI of the cervical spine was unremarkable. C collar was cleared. Recommendations were to avoid narcotics and benzos. Patient was also found to be in AFib with RVR. Cardiology was consulted. Heart rate was controlled. Also, patient with chronic hyponatremia was improving. Nephrology was consulted. Also had hypomagnesemia, which was replaced. Lights were being monitored. He had history of ETOH abuse. Was drinking 15 to 20 beers a day, as per her sister. Was started on phenobarb taper, as well as Ativan, and was given thiamine and folate and multivitamin. Patient was also felt to be in severe protein malnutrition. Dysphagia was ruled out. Had swallow study. Was given dysphagia 2 diet. Patient was otherwise doing better. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. Patient was subsequently felt okay to be, after neurosurgery cleared the patient, to be discharged to subacute rehab. Patient at the present time is somewhat sleepy, denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any abdominal pain, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for recurrent falls, history of ETOH abuse, atrial fibrillation, chronic hyponatremia, anemia, and degenerative joint disease. By surgical history, and social history, unknown. Alcoholism drinks 15 to 20 beers per day as per sister. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. There is any heaviness or pressure sensation. There is any palpitations. Recent diagnosis of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, there is any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea. No history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, history of recurrent falls, history of subdural hematoma, chronic head injury. And cervical stenosis. Musculoskeletal complaints of joint pains off and on, history of recurrent falls. Viral resistance to reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological, patient awake. And alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, subdural hematoma, secondary to fall, next history of recurrent falls, next atrial fibrillation with next ETUH dependence, next chronic hyponatremia, next protein calorie malnutrition, next anemia, next DJD. Transplant patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, will check routine labs, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurse know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Evely, E-V-E-L-Y, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 10-28-1935. Date of service is 6-4-2024. Mr. Evely is a very pleasant 88-year-old male with history of atrial flutter, history of status post pacemaker placement, history of cardiomyopathy, non-ischemic, history of congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, history of depression, diabetes mellitus, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension and hyperlipidemia. History of carotid artery stenosis, history of sleep apnea, lumbar radiculopathy, admitted to the hospital, secondary to knee pain, admitted for right total knee arthroplasty. Patient had failed conservative measures, underwent right total knee arthroplasty. Patient was doing better post-surgery. His Coumadin was healthy. He was initially being treated with Lovenox till Coumadin was therapeutic. His blood sugars were being monitored. He was ambulated with the help of physical and occupational physical therapy. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he is sitting by the edge of the bed. He said that he is feeling better. He denies any complaints of significant pain. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. There is any palpitations. There is any nausea, no vomiting. There is any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, next congestive heart failure, next history of atrial flutter / fibrillation, next history of permanent pacemaker placement, next non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, Next. Next history of depression. Next history of CVA. Next history of carotid stenosis. Next diabetes mellitus. Next gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next hypertension. Next hyperlipidemia. Next lumbar radiculopathy. Next history of sleep apnea. Surgical history. History of coronary angioplasty. Which stent placement. Coronary artery bypass graft surgery, history of permanent pacemaker placement, and prostate surgery. History of cataract surgery and basal cell cancer removal. Allergies, as listed in EHR. Social history, smoking. He's a former smoker, quit in 1970. Alcohol, none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any evidence of pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of he does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, as well as history of atrial flutter / fibrillation, status post permanent pacemaker placement. Respiratory system denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Urinary, no complaints, history of BPH, status post prostate surgery. Neurological, he does have history of TIA / CVA, history of carotid stenosis. He's been denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, he does complain of joint pain, history of arthritis, status post right total knee arthroplasty. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils were equal round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible. Extremities. No edema, pulse is bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, oriented times 3. No focal neurological deficit. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Impression. Number 1, status post right total knee arthroplasty. Next history of urinary retention, next history of BPH, next coronary artery disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetes mellitus. Next history of CHF, next history of flutter / atrial fibrillation, status post permanent pacemaker placement. Next non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. Next history of TIA / CVA, next gastroesophageal reflux disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next lumbar radiculopathy, next sleep apnea, does not use a CPAP, next DJD treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor his blood sugars, will Monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Janet Searle, S-E-A-R-L-E, Janet, J-A-N-E-T. Date of birth is 9/9/1953. Date of service is 5/31. Ms. Searle is a very pleasant 70-year-old female. With history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease. Melanoma was admitted to the hospital after she suffered a mechanical fall. She felt that there was some water on the ground. It caused her to slip and fall, striking her left arm first and then her chin area. She denied any loss of consciousness. She did complain of pain around her chest and her left arm. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Her sodium was low at 123. Blood sugar was elevated. She was found to have left 3rd, 4th, and 8th rib fractures. Also right 4th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th rib fractures. Also left humerus fracture. She was admitted to the hospital. She was complaining of significant pain, but was stable and doing better, was subsequently seen by ortho, who did not recommend any surgery, recommend a sling with the non-weight bearing of the left arm and pain control. CT head as well as spine was unremarkable. CT chest showed the multiple bilateral rib fractures as well as proximal left humerus fracture. Patient was subsequently doing better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility with recommendations for follow-up in 2 weeks with ortho. Patient was at the present time says that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Denies any palpitations. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills. Thus state that when she moves or takes deep breath, she does get hurt. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for diabetes mellitus, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for cholecystectomy, melanoma surgery, cesarean section. Social history, smoking. No known non-drug allergies, VVF system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. She does complaints of chest wall pain. Respiratory system, denies any complaints of. She does complaints of some shortness of breath with deep inspiration, also pain with deep inspiration. She denies any complaints of any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied urinary, no complaints, neurological, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. She does have history of arthritis, history of fall. Neurological. No history of TIA or CVA, no history of focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of fall, history of rib fractures, as well as humerus fracture. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs and diminished breath sounds. No rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, left arm in sling. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities. Impression. Number one, fall. Next, bilateral rib fractures. Next, left humerus fracture. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. She'll make appointment with her orthopedic surgeon. I've encouraged her to use incentive spirometry, drink enough fluids, continue current medications, continue pain control. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.